Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He is sitting back, kicking his feet up, and then he lobbed that bomb into the show on a Friday at 6 o'clock, and I'm saying it now, it's dirty pool.
So I'm going to be honest with you, and you're not going to like this. When you remove the emotion from it, I think what Daryl's saying is facts. Because in that same interview, he told us why that's the case. I asked Daryl, I said, if Joe Flacco don't have a turnover-free game, will we see Dylan Gabriel? He said, no, it would just have to be horrific. That tells me that maybe behind the scenes, the Browns probably truly believe that the rookies are not ready to play. And then you have to factor in the fact that if the rookies are not ready to play and Joe Flacco is out there turning the football over, Jimmy Haslam still invested that much money into this quarterback. And this is a situation to where for the first time in a long time, Deshaun Watson doesn't have like this weight to produce and succeed on his shoulders. And plus, it's the Cleveland Browns. This won't be, in my opinion, this won't be something that makes me go, wow, I can't believe they did that. That's just me, because this team is usually surrounded by storylines and drama. And if Deshaun Watson is in the building, if Deshaun Watson is healthy, and Joe Flacco is turning the football over, and they're looking at this defense, and this defense is performing in the way that they are, Kevin is going to assess the situation and say, you know what? I know what it's been for the last 3 years, but give me Deshaun before I go to either one of these rookies.
I'll tell you right now, that it will not be a him decision. I really don't think Kevin has enjoyed one single second of this time with Deshaun. I think the fact that he had to change his offense, I think, pissed him off. I also think Deshaun, really good at hiding when he's talking about disagreements with Kevin Stefanski, but I think they were there, and I just think this opens up a can of worms you don't need to.
You do know he was lied to then.
Which one?
I go all the way back to Jason Lloyd's story in The Athletic after the trade was complete, and he's here. And he laid out how Deshaun and Kevin is sitting in this room, and they're going over plays and terminology, and it's the system and things like that. And both people, Kevin and Deshaun Watson, came to the situation saying, you know what? He fits what we do. You know, it made it seem like that Deshaun Watson can run Kevin's offense to a T, and that everything was all roses and everything like that. And it just, the more that you peel the curtain back, it's like, man, how in the world did we get here? Because to your point, I think that Deshaun did a very good job of really not, you know, saying anything ill about his head coach as far as the system and his ability to operate in said system.
I don't think they've ever been honest with themselves.
Neither one.
I don't, meaning like Deshaun should have said 3 years ago, I'd like to run the offense I'm in. And I think Kevin Stefanski should have said, I only want a quarterback that fits my system. And I like, it's so funny to hear Kevin talk about, oh, you know, play terminology and stuff like this that the rookies are dealing with. Because I think that was some of the stuff that held back Deshaun.
It was.
And like, I don't get how Kevin gets a pass for Deshaun. Do I think that Deshaun came here an altered human being after what he experienced? Yes. Do I also think that maybe Bill O'Brien protected him in the ultimate way by doing as much as he could just to simplify things for Deshaun, simple like play call, stuff like that, and feed him play stuff? Yes, 100%. That means I don't think our head coach did that.
You know what bothers me about that? It's because I believe that every head coach should be doing that. Because
100%.
You both watch a lot of college football. It is 2025. These systems in college is very complex, right? But the language is not. The language is very simple to where a lot of these quarterbacks, they come in, they have success. The thing that's funny about this, the NFL has adapted damn near every collegiate aspect to play calling, play schemes, et cetera, to try to put more points on the board. They'll do that with everything but the terminology. I've seen two documentaries within the last 3 weeks that really got me thinking about this. When you, America's team, on the Dallas Cowboys, and Emmitt Smith talked about when North Turner came in and he made football so simple to where I didn't have to think. I can just go out there and play. Then I seen a documentary on Vince Lombardi about when Vince Lombardi left Green Bay and he went to coach what was then the Washington Redskins. Can't remember the quarterback's name, but he was an older guy and he's doing an interview and he said, now mind you, Vince coached back in the 60s.
Yeah.
He says, when Vince Lombardi came in, he made football so simple for me that all I had to do was go out here and execute. I don't understand why a play call has to be more letters than both of my names put together. Like, why can't everything be simplified, especially if you're throwing these young guys in here so early and expect the return on investment to be so much so soon?
Well, I just don't. I know Kevin will say, we've changed our offense over time. It's not the same offense when we came in. Which is just the natural progression of how things go. That being said, I don't think you ever wrapped your offense around Deshaun. And what's funny about this is the guy we have the most concern about, well, getting the play call out, right? It's Shador.
Right.
Right? That was the, but yet from a physical standpoint, what Shador's good at, even though he's never been played under a center a lot, which no college quarterback does anymore, he fits the system more than even Dillon Gabriel fits the system.
Facts.
And so if that's the one thing removing you from playing a player, I don't know. I just feel like, and listen, there are certain like Shanahan, when you've been to a Super Bowl, you can do whatever you want. Sean McVay.
You won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. When you've won a Super Bowl, hell, LaFleur. Matt LaFleur has been to, three AFC title games and been to the playoffs all but, I think, one time as a head coach with two different quarterbacks. You can do what you want. When you are one playoff win and two playoff appearances going on year six, how you just get to do whatever you want and claim, well, it's process over results. No. No, results. We like results.
Yeah.
I can't go to the bank and be like, listen, guys, my process is going to lead to some money here very soon.
You know what the bank is going to say?
Yeah.
Your process is not functional.
Yes. If I go to Vanessa and go, I know you want a new.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A car. But my process is going to lead us there. No, she's going to be pissed. She's going to be like, we need a new car, dum-dum. And it's just, there's this Ivy League mentality has infiltrated all sports where just the process matters. But the problem is you can't see process. You can only see the results of your process. And there is a bare minimum. And so specific to the idea of playing Deshaun Watson, you'll be playing him in the system he's not comfortable in and doesn't fit. There's no reason to believe, and everybody goes, because I understand this theory. Well, you're paying him $30 million anyways. Yes, you are. Yep, because you can't get out of the contract. That doesn't make it any better of an idea or make it any more logical that 4 years in to a system he's not comfortable in, 4 years in to a situation where fans are done with him, suddenly the light bulb's going to go on and Deshaun's going to find it. It has been 5 years since that dude played good football and stayed healthy. This whole season was, let's just move on. Let's move on from the Watson wars. Let's move on from that toxicity. And here's the thing. That locker room remembers. Mm-hmm. That locker room remembers. If you remember last year, week two, week three, being around that locker room, they didn't believe they had a chance to win with him as quarterback. Didn't mean they didn't like him. Didn't mean they thought he was a bad guy or believed the allegations or the lawsuits. It means they stopped believing they could win with him. And it led to that season becoming lost. Because by the time Deshaun got hurt and Jameis went in,
it was over.
You couldn't pull the nose up on it.
Yeah.
And so if Joe's not getting the job done and you're having problems with a functional offense and you go, nah, Dylan Gabriel's not ready. You don't know that either. Same way you don't know Shador's not ready. You don't know. You might have a strong hunch, right? Maybe Dylan doesn't know the offense as well as Joe. Yes, but if he knows the offense well enough, you cannot tell me that Deshaun at this point is a better... Because the best case scenario is he plays well, and then you have a whole nother question going into next year. That's probably not going to happen. The worst case scenario is you piss your fans off, he goes out there, has four bad games, and you got to bench him.
Yeah, I mean, but everything kind of goes back to what we're saying about Kevin Stefanski. You have a quarterback here that you didn't tailor the system to, and it sounds like to me, based on what Daryl said, that maybe they don't trust the fact that their rookies are ready to step in for Joe, so they'd just rather go to Deshaun beforehand. And to me, that still falls on Kevin, because you put it great. Shador Sanders is the one guy that fits this offense to a T, but... because of the language, what did Andrew Berry say? It's like speaking fluid English and then asking somebody to speak, ask you to speak fluid Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
Why is your offense in 2025 Mandarin when the collegiate game is so simple? When the terminology everywhere else is so simple, it just seems like if everybody else can make adjustments, if everybody else can understand what type of time it is and do what's necessary for the players that's on their team to have the success, why are you keep trying to force everybody to do it your way?
I'm just going to say, Daryl, bleep you, buddy. Love Daryl. It was so nice to me. Brought in cupcakes for my birthday. Made a big deal about my birthday. Appreciate that. That guy's family to me. But screw that guy. At 6:13 is when that whole thing went off. Off the rails. At 6:13 on a football Friday, when we got the Lions and the Browns on Sunday, for him to drop the Deshaun thing. This is my warning. Don't do it, Browns. You're just not going to... I feel like I'm a very open-minded guy. I feel like I'm a very friendly guy most of the time. I feel like I'm a very patient human being some of the time. If you do the Deshaun thing before Dylan Gabriel or Shador, and you do it like the Minnesota game, I'm getting ready to fire all of you. That's all I'm going to say. Now, By the way, speaking of this, John McClain just tweeted out this. I thought this was interesting that he's told by NFL veterans in the Houston area who watch the Texans that their new OC, remember, they fired the guy that kind of engineered the offense the first 2 years,
right,
who everybody thought was going to be a future head coach in waiting, Bobby Slowick. Well, Nick Caley is using the Rams running game and Patriots passing game. Okay.
All righty.
All right, yeah. Why don't you meld those systems? That to me, that's the same thing we're talking about with Kevin.
Yeah.
It's arrogance. It's ego.
Yeah.
It's stubbornness.
You're going to do it my way.
You just don't need to do it that way. I'd rather win anyway than lose my way.
And it's so funny that you brought that up, because there has been a lot of talk about C.J. Stroud and C.J. Stroud not being the same player that he once was. Well, it sounds like to me the coach is trying to force him to do things his way and not put him in the best situation to succeed. To me, the best leaders are the best listeners, right?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. That was right there. 216-474-0092. You heard what Daryl said. You want to call and talk about that? You go ahead and do that. We'll get you on air. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.